Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello, and welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics, such as, but not limited to, accountability, goal setting, vision, belief systems, and support systems, to name a few. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, and overall peace through utilizing our own latent resources that lie dormant within us. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing powerful content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better or to change their life for the best. Today, joining us on the show, he's no stranger to the show, we have transformational leader Jay Banks. This guy is an unbelievable talent. He's very intuitive. He has over 20 years in the tech industry, an immaculate resource. With no further ado, let's let Jay Banks open it up.
Thank you, Dwight. So my name is Jaron Banks. You'll hear Dwight call me Jay Banks. That's my moniker when we talk with each other. So I wanted to share something today that, again, I always, when I do come on the show or when I speak to people out, I wouldn't say in public now, you know, over video or over the phone, I like to share things that I'm actually doing in my life. So I know sometimes we hear comments about, you know, nice platitudes or sayings or scriptures and things that people tell you, but sometimes those individuals are not actually carrying those things out themselves. And so one thing I wanted to talk about today, and it's something that I noticed over these last couple of weeks. So we always talk about taking some time to assess where you are, just looking back and kind of seeing your activities, you know, what's going on, what are your results. And I think this is a great time for many of us to look back, because many of us have been under this new kind of living, you would say, style for the past almost 4 weeks, some of us 4.5 weeks, especially here in the United States. Different areas are a little bit different in terms of, you know, shelter-in-home orders, actual quarantine orders. So some people really cannot leave the house at all. Others are, you know, only allowed to leave for essential things or maybe exercise. It may depend on the space you live in. You may be alone, like myself. I live on my own. So my actual physical contact with another human being has been none for about 4.5 weeks. Other people have family members that they live with. They're getting more contact with people. In some situations, that may be very beautiful situation. In other situations, that may be stressful. So many of us are doing new things now. You know, it's very easy to fall into the habit of watching more TV, being on the computer more. Maybe we're calling and talking on the phone more than we did before. Many other people may be eating more at home, right, or eating more often. I've heard several reports that a lot of people are drinking more at home, which we all know is not a positive health habit to be doing that, especially in this time. And so one thing that I wanted to share with the audience is these last couple of weeks, I noticed that my sleep habits had changed, right? I was staying up later. I was waking up the next day. I was kind of tired. Sometimes I was irritable. I wasn't always feeling the best. And I kind of took a step back last week around Thursday, and I said, what am I doing differently? And I noticed that I was staying up later. And I normally get to bed before 10 p.m. That's kind of my thing. And I'll share with you why I do that. But it's one of those things that I talk about a lot. If you talk to me personally, I've done some videos on Instagram and some other places as well about the power of rest, the power of getting to sleep at a certain time and getting the required rest that you need. Many of us have a certain amount of hours that we already know, hey, if I sleep this amount of time, I'm good to go. Some of us may not know that because you may have been so used to waking up with alarms and just getting up at a certain time. But the most important thing is to really figure out, or if you already know this, how much rest do you require each night? For me, it's about 6.5, 7 hours, right? And I've noticed that if I go to bed before 10 p.m., I get up pretty early, usually between 4:30, 5:30. If I go to sleep at that time, I don't use an alarm. I just naturally wake up. I'm able to get up and do my meditation, my spiritual practice, my workouts, my study personally. And then usually by 7 a.m., I'm ready to go with my day for work, whatever I need to do, whatever I have planned that's kind of outside of myself, right? And I noticed that the last couple of days I've been going to sleep earlier. I've been getting back to rest on time. And I have a lot more energy the next day. I feel better. My mood is better. This is a big thing that a lot of people don't understand, is that your actual attitude, and Dwight mentioned at the very start when he opened up, right, enthusiasm. If you're tired, you're not going to have as much enthusiasm if you're well-rested. I mean, these are facts, right? And you can prepare all you want the night before for a meeting, for a call, to go somewhere. If you're not well rested, you're not going to be at your best. In this time, we're dealing with a very troubling, invisible threat, right, which is this coronavirus, which is a direct threat to your health, your immune system. One of the most powerful things that we all know to keep your immune system strong and to keep you health strong is to get rest and go to sleep. So, I know many people like to say, oh, man, this guy's on the show talking about going to sleep, rest. But I'm sharing, and as Dwight mentioned, we come on and share things that we've done in our lives and very simple things that you can add right now to improve your life. And this is one of the most powerful things I've done personally in my life. And I can date this back 20 years where I made a change in how my sleep habits and how I used alarm clocks, all these things. My rest, if anyone asks me what's the most powerful secret that I have, that's going to sleep every night before 10 p.m. and sleeping until I wake up. And the reason I go to bed before 10 p.m. because if I need extra rest, for some reason I need to sleep 8 or 9 hours, I just sleep that time and I'm still up early enough in the morning to be able to prepare for any meetings or whatever else I need to have done, right? Obviously, we're not traveling right now. Travel puts a different kink in that strategy, but right now we're at home. We're able to set in and take conscious control of the habits that we're going to create. Right now, in this time, you are creating new habits. And some of the things I mentioned before are some of the habits that people are creating, right? They're watching more TV. They're going to bed later. They're eating the wrong foods. Some people are doing positive things. They're reading more books. They're exercising more at home now. They're cooking more at home. They're spending more time with their family. They're calling more people that they love. They're working on cleaning their house, updating their house, right? This can be negative or positive. But this is an opportune time for you to really implement new habits and strategies because you don't have as many distractions or reasons to be leaving, right, as much. So the rest habits, the time you spend sleeping, your rest habits, your room, your space, your bed, all of that, you really can set in a new habit now to get the proper rest and really be at your best each day, which is going to allow you to be able to understand some of the deeper techniques and topics that we'll talk about throughout this show. So that's what I wanted to start with today. It's a very simple item, but it's also very powerful, right? It's one of the key areas of our health, strengthening our immune system, and also making sure that we're keeping the highest technology on the earth that we have access to, which is our body, in tip-top shape, and that is going to sleep and getting your proper rest. So So that's what I'm going to start with today. Thank you for allowing me to share, Dwight, and I'll pass it back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very profound words. Continuing down the journey, sojourning for the truth, economic empowerment, the two belief systems. I don't deserve, I'm not worthy of, versus I do deserve, and I am worthy of. Leaving off last week, I was trying to get the title and name of a book, and that book that I was looking for was called Power Versus Force. A very interesting book. So I want everyone that's on listening to imagine these venues as energy fields. You may love fishing, so the lake may be your energy field. You may like horseback riding, so being on acres of land might be your energy field. You may love to play dominoes, so the domino table may be your energy field. Or you may enjoy and love playing chess, so the chessboard may be your energy field. Or you may like playing cards, tonk, spades, poker, so the card table may be your energy field. Or you may love volleyball at the beach, so the beach may be your energy field. You may like to watch or play tennis, so the tennis court may be your energy field. Or you may enjoy baseball, so being at the baseball diamond may be your energy field. You may like golf, so the golf course could be your energy field. Or you may be like myself and love basketball, so the basketball court could be your sanctuary and energy field. Or you may enjoy and love football. The football field may be your energy field. I'm saying all of this to say this. Whether you are consciously aware of it or you're unconscious of it, you do have an energy field. And my definite aim is to help you identify what's blocking your ebb and flow. What's blocking your energy? It may be rest, like Jay Banks just spoke on. What's blocking your ideas? What's blocking your money? What's blocking your prosperity in all areas? We have to identify our blocks, our hindrances, our hang-ups, and our obstructions. We have to become aware of them so that we can deal with them. Every person right now is their chief financial officer, chief operative power, chief executive officer. Like, you have no one to blame but yourself. So we have to deep dive into our stuff. We all have to work with our stuff. Whatever our strengths is, we have to work with it. Whatever our weaknesses is, we have to work with it. And now, as Jay Banks has alluded to right now and on previous shows, there is no better time than to take a hard look in the mirror and become aware, become conscious, acknowledge what is going on, and attempt to build a new, improved version. But if we continue to look at the outside and point fingers and point the blame instead of taking ownership and own our space, we'll be stuck where we are. Right now is a great time. It's an impactful time. It's a significant time. I know there's many different things that's going on, but Jay Banks is so profound, and it's so timely that he mentions what he's mentioning about getting the proper rest. See, when you get the proper rest, you have the energy and the focus to look at what's going on. You have the choice. You have the selection to look at what's going on. So dealing with blocks, dealing with hang-ups, and dealing with hindrances, and dealing with obstructions, we have to pinpoint what is causing us to not be able to peak perform. So with that being said, I want to dive into the old belief, the old story, the Old Testament, the poverty vow, some things that are hitting in our subconscious mind that is hindering us from going to the next level or being the person that we want to be or living the lifestyle that we truly would like to desire. And I'm going to start with this one. I don't want any of the old world's goods. it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. Money is the root of all evil. It takes money to make money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is hard to come by. The money just be burning my hand. Money is hard to keep. Money burns holes into my pockets. Can't be spiritual and earn all that money. Money is filthy lucre. You have a sneaky feeling you're not supposed to have money. In some form or some fashion, these beliefs, these thoughts are hitting into your subconscious mind. And you're going to have to do root cause analysis, and you're going to have to uproot these beliefs and plant new seed. For example, on one of the shows, Jay Banks talked about the stimulus check. They said there are in excess of 17 million people that are basically unemployed. So as Jay Banks alluded to, if you're receiving that stimulus check of $1,200, you need to have a plan for that. Like, you don't need to just receive that and operate happenstancely with that like it's normal everyday money. With the way the times are right now, every move has to be a calculated step. So that money, if used at all, must be used wisely. Now, I'm going to the new belief, the new story, the New Testament, the prosperity vow. So in uprooting those beliefs, you're going to have to plant a new seed and allow it to go through its gestation period. Seeds like money grows like a seed because it does. Money is a God or good idea. Money is good and very good. Money comes to me frequently and easily. Money comes to me in avalanches of abundance. It is very easy to have plenty of money. I have wisened up and I do the right thing with money now. Money is very important. Money is a good servant. Money is for my growth, expansion, and fuller expression. Now, to switch or to shift from the old belief, old story, Old Testament, poverty vow to the new belief, new story, New Testament, prosperity vow, we are going to have to override the programming that is in your belief system. Well, how do we do that? Well, we all know about the amygdala. It's fight, flight, or freeze. And the thalamus. That system is operating when you're holding the wrong beliefs, the wrong images, and the wrong thoughts. I need you to switch. I need you to shift to using your cerebral cortex, your neocortex, your cerebellum, and your reticular activating system. How do we do that? By holding the correct images, correct beliefs, even if it's got to be new beliefs and new thoughts, what will happen? You will start to, your body will begin to produce the proper sustenance, such as anodidine, dopamine, and serotonin. The way that I can give you an example of this is kind of like when you eat a food and it doesn't agree with you, you're very acidic. That's kind of what's going on when you're in worry, you're in fear, and you're holding the wrong images, and you're believing the wrong things, and you're thinking the wrong thoughts. Well, with anodidine and dopamine and serotonin, when you're holding the correct images, you know, what you really desire, because what you focus on expands. Whatever you give your attention to expands. So when you are holding the right pictures in your mind and you're believing for what you really want, not what you don't want, and you're thinking the right thoughts, your body begins to secrete these good acids and they give you like adrenaline rushes, and they give you that blissful feeling, they give you that positive feeling, that feel good. And in all of that, you begin to attract good things instead of the things that you don't want. So all you have to do is shift your focus. And yes, this is not a one-time deal. You're going to have to do it daily. Just like you're supposed to take an inspired action towards your goal daily, you're going to have to do this daily. It's not a one-time cover-all. This is what you're going to have to build in your habits, build in your patterns, and build in your daily routine. And if you don't like the results that you have been receiving, if you do the exercises that we are giving you to do, your results will line up. They will line up. They will be totally opposite, as Jay Banks refers to, the law of polarity. With the end, there's an out. So if you're getting bad results, there's a probability and possibility that you can also receive good results.
This is Jaron Banks with Dream Power Academy. I'm going to share something else today. I'm going to stay on the subject of keeping things very simple, but also giving you some action steps you can take right now during these times, and also applying it with a deep level of compassion, right, and really empathy for all of us, right? All of us are going through different situations. People are having to change the way they do business. Some people are having to change the way they operate at home. Many of us are not able to go travel and see family and friends. We're operating differently in the grocery stores, even in our own homes. Many people are fearful of what could happen with their health. Some people are not happy with some of the judgments or decisions that are being made by our, you know, government, state, local leaders. Some are very happy. So there's a lot of things here that can, from the outside, give you an excuse to be stressed or angry, fearful, and have anxiety, a lot of different things there. So this is a key time. You know, earlier on the show I mentioned about getting rest. One of the reasons why it's so important to get rest is because, as Dwight mentioned, it gives you the resources to be able to assess yourself accurately, right? If you're really tired, not feeling well, it's very hard for you to deal with your own emotions, much less anyone else's. And that's really the thing that I'd like to talk about a little bit today, is because many of us are not out doing what we normally do, right? In traffic, going to work, going shopping, going to pick up things, running around, doing errands, going to the gym, traveling. You know, many people throughout the day, and including myself, I've done it and I've analyzed myself here recently, we can find so many things to keep us busy. And a lot of times, those items that we're doing are not necessarily in the direction of our goal or what we desire, as Dwight mentioned earlier, right? They're almost like distractions that we set up unconsciously. And so many people, because a lot of these distractions have been shut down, you don't really have the opportunity. It's really caused a lot of people to have to deal with themselves, right? They have to look at themselves now in the mirror. It's like you're actually getting a look at yourself for the first time. Some people are not ready for that. They're not emotionally mature enough to do that, and so they'll find ways to distract themselves, and that's where drinking, drugs, smoking, TV, there's different things that people do to distract themselves. And it's very interesting because I work with a lot of clients. It's over and over again that you'll find people are doing things so they don't really have to assess themselves or look at themselves. And so I'll flip that over to the positive and say again, this is a great time to do that. And I say it with a very slow tone, compassionate voice, to say, take a look at yourself, really analyze what you're doing day to day, and start looking at your results in your life, look at, you know, what you've done up to this point, what you would like to do in the future. Look at what's happening in the world. How do you feel about your opportunities going forward? How do you feel about your opportunity, let's say, to make money or pay the bills? How do you feel about your children, if you have them? I have nieces and nephews and a goddaughter. Your family, your parents. It's important to really start to not only think about things, but to actually feel your own feelings, right? To get to stay in your body and get in touch with how you feel. This is important because many people are feeling high amounts of fear, anxiety, stress, anger. And if normally what a lot of people do, especially in the Western world, the United States, is we suppress those items. We suppress those feelings. And we suppress them until something happens that makes us deal with them, which is usually sickness, some type of major disease, cancer, or something happens to us that it's like an emotional impact, right? And we wake up to it and we realize, wow, we haven't been addressing, we've been skipping over this thing the whole time. So because we're in this slower period now, you can really take some steps. And I'll give you a couple steps here that makes it really easy. The first thing is just to identify with how you feel. And sometimes this may be taking some time by yourself, you know, if you live with someone else, just telling them, you know, hey, to your children, to your wife or your husband, family members, hey, I'm just going to go, you know, in the backyard, I'm going to go into the room, whatever a space is, I'm just going to go sit in the car, and I'm going to think for about 30 minutes. I want to just write some things down, and I need some time to myself, right? That's the first thing, to get some time. Now, maybe you have someone with you who you feel really close to and you open up to. You could also be where you share how you feel with your loved ones, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, your children, someone you're really close to that you have a really good connection, and it's a very positive. You're very open to say how you feel, and you're not judged, right? So they may be able to do that as well. And then get into the space where you just ask yourself, you know, you just say, how do I feel? And it may be about something, and that's okay. How do I feel about this certain situation, right? So if something's on your mind every day, right, and a lot of people it could be, you know, how am I going to earn money? How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to find a new job? Or what's the world going to be like 2 months from now, right? Any type of question that is coming up all the time, it's great to think about that question, but also ask yourself, how do I feel about this situation? That's important because now you're bringing in your full wisdom. And the reason I say that is because we're not just mental computers. We also have emotions. And that's part of our thinking capability. That's part of your intuition. That's part of what gives us a deeper understanding of things as well. Not only do we think about things, we also feel about that same thing, right? And so when you're feeling emotions, that's going to allow you to connect to aspects of yourself that may have been hidden, that may have been set when you were younger. These are some of the things that Dwight talked about, right, in the subconscious. When you get into the feelings, it may bring up other memories in the past. And then you'll realize, wow, I felt like this before. And that's how you start to catch patterns. You start to weed that garden. And it's important at that moment to really understand how you feel. And the next thing that a great mentor of mine told me years ago is just tell yourself, it's okay. It's okay I feel angry, or it's okay I feel fear. It's okay I feel sad, right? Let it be okay how you feel. That's one of the biggest things we do as human beings is we beat ourselves up. We tell ourselves that we're wrong for how we think or how we feel. And that causes us not to want to talk to other people sometimes or not to want to share. I know many of us have had the experiences where you do share something with someone and you're made wrong or someone tells you you shouldn't have said that. That's why it's really important to take time with yourself really and assess yourself if you can or if you have someone that you really trust you can talk to. These steps are really important. There's what I call transformation steps or pathways with emotions, and I'll give a few here. But it's real important, it's more important really just to sit down, just like you're talking to a small child. And if a small child told you how they were feeling, you would just listen to them, right? And you would have empathy and compassion. That's how you look at yourself and you speak to yourself in these moments. These are very powerful moments because we're dealing with a level of stress that is global, right? It's so big, everybody's feeling it at some point. It doesn't matter where you are economically, doesn't matter how much money you have, what your status is, you're still dealing with it. See, it's regulated everyone to deal with this situation globally. So dealing with and getting in touch with your own emotions is going to really give you power to really assess where you are and what's going on with you. And I'll just give a few trajectories, I like to call them maps, to when you start getting in touch with your feelings, you can find out what these turn into or what the source of these are. We talk about the law of polarity, right? So if you talk about sadness, what's the opposite of sadness? Joy. We talk about anger, what's the opposite of anger? And there's two parts to that. I like to say forgiveness and also authority, right? You're taking the opposite of anger, of getting angry and sitting still, is I'm actually going to take authority. I'm going to take this energy and take authority in my life. Pain, right? Many people have physical pain. That can also be transferred into happy, right? Good feelings. Could also be joy, too, as well, right? The opposite of pain could also be relief. And sometimes you don't feel relief until you've had pain, right? But many of these items that we're talking about, the reason why I always stress this to clients and different people I talk to, when you get in touch with your feelings and you let it be okay, it's actually a key or a code to who you truly are. Our true nature is love, right? So something you hate, guess what the opposite of that is? Love. So when you have deep feelings of hate, actually what's really there is immense amounts of love. But you have created a pattern around hating something because that's maybe what you needed to do. That's what was important to you at that time in your life. That was a mental thing that you did to allow you to get through that situation. And so when you get to those feelings, you can actually transform those or start to realize, wait a minute, why am I feeling this way? Oh, because this happened to me when I was a kid, and I just created this whole story about I hate this thing. Now that you've recognized it, I'm giving you exact steps of what Dwight talked about earlier. Now you've recognized it, and you say, do I want to continue feeling or thinking that way? And many people are like, yeah, I want to change, but I don't know where to go. And that's where you have the trajectory. Well, I know it's hate. What's the opposite of hate? Love. So the thing that you hate, now you start to love. Now, a lot of people will look at you like you're crazy when you say that. What? You mean this person I hate, I'm going to start to love? Exactly. Because if you hate someone outside of you, guess who also you've been hating? Yourself. It's a habit. If you've learned how to hate, you've learned how to hate yourself as well. It's facts. It's science. It's something you're practicing every day, so you're definitely doing it within your own sphere if you're doing that. So, again, take the time to really deep dive with yourself. And these can be simple things, and just ask yourself, how am I feeling in this situation? You know, or ask yourself, why am I irritated? Why am I angry? Why do I feel scared? Why am I sad? And you can write those things down on paper and look at them and read them. These are really going to help you to deal with things that are going on each day, because things are fluid now. They're changing. There's not a lot of certainty on the outside. So we go back to what many spiritual practices were always teaching us. The certainty always has to come from the inside out. And that's what me and Dwight are always talking about in each of our shows, right? This is the time where you can really start to see that the things that you put trust in that were on the external, they're not there anymore, right? Or they're not in the same shape or format. The thing that you really can only put trust in is going to be within yourself and within those people and family members, mentors, friends that support you and have been around with you all this time. So that's what I'm going to stop with today and end there on that point. Again, have compassion and empathy for yourself, for your community, for your family, for others, and that's really going to help us all to move through this in a graceful, powerful way and allow us to transform and gain insights from anything that we go through. There's always going to be challenges in your life, whether that's personal or as a whole community, which we're experiencing now. But if you start to take advantage of the situation, meaning what can I learn from this? Who can I help? How can I benefit myself and my family? You'll start to see there's always a miracle hidden in what we consider to be a challenge or a bad situation. Thank you for allowing me to share today, and I'll pass it back to Dwight.
Thank you, Jay Banks. Well spoken. A lot of food for thought in there. Continuing. Everybody just take like 7 to 10 seconds. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. It's called currency. It's supposed to flow to and through you easily, both ways. We've made this a big deal, and it's still a big deal even today. But your economy is in you. Jay Banks just alluded to it. The thing that you were counting on the external, it's not concrete. But who's still here? You're still here. Nature has never failed you. The universe has never failed you. Your higher self has never failed you. Energy has never failed you. It's all here right now. You're not hung between the two thieves of the past and the future. All you have is right now, now. And Jay Banks talks about this all the time, faith. Right now, you have to move in faith. You have to believe on yourself. You have to believe in yourself. It's self-empowerment. So with that being said, where I left off, the old belief, the old story, the Old Testament, the poverty vow, that's your inner wounded child. And you're going to have courage, and you're going to have to go within your belief system into your subconscious and uproot these beliefs and these thoughts. And you're going to have to plant some different seeds. And whenever you're able to have a paradigm shift to the new belief, the new story, the New Testament, the prosperity vow, that's your true essence. That's your spirit. That's your higher self. You're capable. It seems almost impossible, but everybody has things that they are great at in their life, and they have things that they're terrible at. Well, it's no different. These beliefs that are hitting in your subconscious is causing you to not peak perform. But the good news is, you can change it with consistent work. You got to plant the right seeds. You got to cultivate those seeds and nurture those seeds and assist them in growing. By, like Jay Banks said, getting the proper rest, reading, doing exercises. Another way to take a quantum leap is if you know somebody that's having the same issues that you are having, why not collaborate with them and work on it? Because it's spiritual law that when you help another, you also help yourself. So what I'm showing you is your inner wounded child versus your true essence. Because your spirit is perfect. Your DNA is perfect. So you are capable of being a peak performer in all areas of your life right now. You don't have to wait. You can do it now, but it's going to take work. You know, I'm not talking about laying in your bed and, you know, just doing affirmations and not taking no actions. You know what I mean? You have to take inspired actions every day. So money is in consciousness and money is in awareness. You earn money by providing a service. The higher quality of the service, the more money you earn. Money is not an end in and of itself. It's a means to an end. I'm going to make an observation about money, and you might not understand it when I first say it, and it might sound preposterous or even foolish, but money, even though it's on a lower level, is similar to faith, and money is also similar to the wind. See, we don't see the wind, but we feel the effects of the wind. So money, likewise, is a reverse effect. We can feel the effect when we don't have it. So that's why it's a critical time now to break away from what Jay Banks talks about, codependency. I mean, he's got this thing on a fanatical, on a phenomenal level. I mean, he can really teach this thing. Codependency is bad. I mean, he's called me on the carpet a couple different times. Codependency is bad. You need to depend on yourself. And when you become strong, he's saying, look at people with compassion, because at one point you were weak. You were in a weak state. But in and of yourself, you became strong. So when you become strong, you should help others. Don't look down on them. But I'm telling you, this guy can teach this thing on a fanatical and phenomenal level when it comes to codependency. He teaches you to depend on yourself, to not wallow up in weakness. I have an exercise that I want to do, and I know we're not getting many calls in, but it's a profound exercise, and I tell you, it will really, really bless you. Whatever diagram resonates with you, I want you to draw two of them. Whatever diagram resonates with you, I want you to draw two of them. So if a triangle resonates with you, draw two of them. If a square resonates with you, draw two of them. If a circle resonates with you, draw two of them. If a rectangle resonates with you, draw two of them. And what I want you to do is, and I kind of got to make it an open book test, I want you to write down in the first diagram the three things that's stopping you from living the lifestyle that you say you really want. And then in the second figure, I want you to write down one thing that you want. So if a triangle resonates with you, draw two of those. If a square resonates with you, draw two of them. If a circle resonates with you, draw two of them. If a rectangle resonates with you, draw two of them. But take one figure and write the three things that you feel are causing you not to be able to live the lifestyle that you really want or that you say you really want. And then in the second one, the second diagram, I want you to just write one thing that you want. And here's the open book test. And I know you probably have more than three things or three excuses or three reasons why you can't do this or that. And I'm going to help you out. Working on those things in that first diagram will not help you get to the second diagram. Those things that you listed in the first diagram, you've been working on those most of your adult life. It's not going to help you. You're going to have to end that story. Stop rehearsing it. Stop downloading. Stop saying it. And create something new. So jump into the other diagram. And then here's the other thing. Vision boards. You can do the science project size, or you can do the one that's probably the equivalent of three sizes of the regular typing paper. It makes no difference. You can get creative, like Jay Banks says. There's nothing cast in stone. You can tweak it. You can add your own flavor to it, all of that. But here's what I'll tell you. I've done this, and it works. I was doing this, like, I think I found out about it around 1996. For your health, you need a pink, like neon pink board. For your relationships, you need a blue board. For finances, you need a green board. And then for career, you need the neon yellow colored board. And your assignment is go cut out the pictures and get quotes and affirmations that you like, that personally causes a motor to move or causes you movement or causes you joy or whatnot. And what you're going to do is you're going to tape those pictures to each board. So, you know, health, you might get, you know, if you're a man, you may get a guy, you know, that has a six-pack or a 12-pack or someone lifting weights, you know, and you might even add a picture of yourself on an exercise bike or lifting weights, you know, whatever floats your boat. On the one for money, you know, if you don't have, you know, dollar bills, tape a couple dollar bills on there, write phrases or affirmations about money, get some pictures. The career, you know, you need affirmations and pictures, you know. Get a picture of somebody that's doing what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Shoot a selfie of yourself, you know, with a quote behind you. I mean, just get creative with it. Make it fun. And then your relationships, same thing. Get pictures of people that are, you know, in healthy relationships, healthy business relationships, so on and so forth. It's a project for you to do because you have a lot of time on your hand. I don't want to use that word, but you have more time available to you than you you have the same amount of time, but it's being allocated differently. So these two homework assignments that I gave you and I gave you the open book test, both of these things, if you work the principle, they will work for you. And it will be a significant amount of change. I mean, if you just go by the boards and you start thinking about it and processing that you're going to actually participate, it's an investment in yourself. You're going to feel different. So then when you execute the homework, and you begin to look at it as many times as you can throughout the day, as many times as you can throughout the day, especially when you first wake up and before you go to bed, believe me, it's going to be a revolution. It's going to be a revolution. With that being said, we're going to prepare to draw to a close. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have one of the best transformational leaders, speakers, writers, friend, business partner out there on the show. Thank you for coming, and you gave us a lot of food for thought today. So as I draw to a close, I'm going to say this. Nothing changes until you do. Nothing works until you do. Be the change you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First, you will change you. Then your world and everything in it will change. You're going to have to go beyond your five senses to your sixth sense, or what we call mental faculties, intuition, imagination, memory, perception, reason, and will to overcome these obstacles. And what I want to say is I love to hear somebody say that they're undefeated, especially like a prize fighter. Like, you can't be undefeated if you never had a fight. So don't think that because you get to a certain level that there won't be other obstacles, obstructions, and challenges. That's not what it's about. believe me, no matter what level you get to, there's going to always be a challenge put in front of you that will cause you to either fold up or to grow. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with some quotes. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. 4-star General Colin Powell. If one advances confidently in the directions of his or her dreams and endeavors to live the life which they have imagined, they will meet with success unexpected in common hours. Thank you. You've listened to the Sudden Eye Impact Show live. It's D. Lee and J. Banks signing off. Have a blessed rest of the day.